Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joined by Terry Bradshaw, Steelers Hall of Fame quarterback, obviously also on Fox pregame shows. Terry, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We are fantastic. Terry, I got to start by asking you about, you're doing a show at the Luxor? I mean, and this isn't right. This is awesome. Let me read it first of all. It's the Terry Bradshaw Show, a limited engagement at the Luxor Hotel and Casino, August 1st through 4th. I mean, you're going to be singing, you're going to be acting. Like, what is this right. going to be about, Terry?
Yeah. Well, this is actually the second time I've done Vegas. The first time I did it was at the Mirage for two nights, and then we toured the country. And then we shut it down. We had a death in the family, my daughter, and we had to take care of her. And so we're starting the show back up after 2.5 years. Has it been 5 years? Get out of here. 5 years. Okay. So I said, hey, I want to get this show back. And so I got my singers back. I got my band back. Plus I added a couple of instruments. And Anita Mann is the producer. And if you ever know anything about Anita Mann, she produced Michael Jackson's shows on television, Elvis Presley's Vegas act.
Wow.
Anita Mann dancer, phenomenal. And she's got a long-running show, several shows out here in Vegas. She went to the MGM, and the MGM said, well, Carrot Top's going dark August 1st through the 4th. And would Terry like to take over? And so we said, yeah, let's do it. So I'm out here rehearsing.
Wow.
So we'll do four shows. I'll go on vacation before football. And then if everything goes well, when he goes dark in the future, which is about every 6 weeks, hopefully then I'll come back in, and every time he's gone, I'll go back into the Luxor and I'll cover for him. So
that's incredible.
What I'm doing.
Yeah, well, listen, Terry, you got to make sure you leave VIP tickets for your buddy Mike Tomlin. You got to get Mike Tomlin seated front. All right, let's get into Coach.
Oh,
let's
you know
get
what? That is just wrong.
But actually, it's very right, because you're the one who brought this up a couple of years ago. All right, so let me ask.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
2 years ago.
Oh, but he's still coaching the Steelers. And to my recollection, you have not changed your opinion. So.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Terry, because we've had you on and we've asked you about this before. But in a brief reset, what is your main gripe with his coaching? Specifically, what don't you respect?
I just have – listen, okay, let me just get this out there, because I'm not in training camp. I'm not in practice. I'm not in the rooms with these guys. These are opinions, and I have a strong opinion based on what I see and what I feel like is right. And I find a team with that much talent is lacking discipline, leadership, and that comes from the top, and that's why I pointed at him. Why shouldn't I?
Look, he got
that's
an
just the way it is. You can't, now you've lost Brown, you lost Le'Veon Bell, you lost your tight end, he left, and now you got a coach that it's got all this talent and hasn't gotten back to the Super Bowl.
It's interesting.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, you know, well Terry, he did get an extension, and then, you know, we know what that's all about. It's all about not being a lame dunk, but he did get the extension for a year. But you bring up Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell.
Right.
I mean, do you think that they'll be better off without those two issues, so to speak?
Well, let me say this. From what I'm hearing, they'll be a happier bunch, less stressed. From a common sense approach to football, they're not going to be as good. There's no way they can be as good, I don't think. Brown, they lose Le'Veon, and they do okay. But Brown, oh boy, in this day, we're in the age of throwing the football, and they may have Smith still at wideout, but they drafted wide receivers. I don't see how they can be as productive or explosive. I just don't see it. They got one of the top, in my opinion, one of the top three quarterbacks, top five easy in the NFL, and Ben.
Still,
but man alive.
Still,
Brown,
Terry,
and Bell, really?
Still, wait, Terry Bradshaw's with us, and he's phenomenal. We love having him on. But now I got a challenge. I got to challenge you, Big Ben.
Yo, go ahead.
Big Ben, there is no chance, zero, that Big Ben is one of the top three quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Well,
zero.
I said top five. I corrected myself.
Zero that he's top five. He's not even top five. He's not better than Brady. Not better than Breeze. Not better than Mahomes. There's no way. Come on.
Okay.
Five?
All right. Stop it. Stop it right now. Mahomes, there is totally unique.
Yeah.
I was asked this question yesterday. Who's better? And we live in a world today of who's the best. Who's the best? That's all everybody wants to talk about. The top 100, the top 50, the top 10. That's all we care about. Everybody.
We all want lists.
I know. Everybody wants to talk about it. But I'm going to tell you this. If you want to win a football game and you're between Brady and Montana, who do you take?
Depends on the year, Terry.
No, I don't want to defend nothing.
I'm probably
going
to take Joe Montana.
Thank you.
Joe.
There you go.
Never lost.
Yeah.
That's true.
Joe Montana. And only because Joe Montana, in my opinion, he can, as they like to say nowadays, extend plays. He moves out of the pocket. He's athletic. Mm-hmm. So that would be the difference. But I do believe that Ben is – there's nobody – I've not seen anybody as strong as this guy. He's accurate. Got a great arm. Got an awesome arm. All the other qualities, you know, you hear all these, well, he's maybe a player or two don't like him and they're this or that. I'm going by production and I'm going by what I see on the field. I love Phillip Rivers.
Yep.
Love him.
So do we.
But he doesn't protect the ball as well as Ben. I'll go further. Drew Brees. A good little guy against a really good big guy. I'm going with a big guy. I'm going with Ben. I just feel like he is a big-time player. Big-time player. But that's my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm a Steeler, but I'm not one that sucks up to the Steelers. I'll tell you how I feel about it. I do believe he's definitely top five. Mahomes just separates himself from everybody.
Yeah, no, he's just a physical freak. He's got a baseball background, so he's got all those slots. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Terry Bradshaw, Steelers Hall of Fame quarterback, joining us. Go ahead, Terry.
No, I said, and he's a really good guy.
Yeah, he seems like it. The Terry Bradshaw Show out the Luxor Hotel and Casino, August 1st through 4th. You got to check that out. The division. Let's move quickly to the division because it's really interesting now with the Cleveland Browns and Baker Mayfield draft experiment. I mean, it is what it is. They got so much talent on that squad. Are you buying that they're better than other teams in the division right now?
No, not at all. Not until I see it.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, listen, you guys know this, Tiki especially. You know, you can take all the Hall of Famers you want and all pro guys and put them on there, but it's not talent, not necessarily always wins for you. It's chemistry. It's a team atmosphere. It's a team concept. And if you've got great players that play together as a team, then the answer to your question is absolutely they should be favorites. But there's a reason that Jarvis is there. There's a reason that the kid from New York is there. What's his name?
Odell
Beckham Jr. There's a reason he's there. They picked up, you know, running back. I mean, there's a reason. I mean, I like their quarterback. I think he's got an A personality, alpha personality. I think he can handle anything these guys throw out, which is probably especially what Odell Beckham Jr. needs. So I don't think – Eli's just not a confrontational guy. He's just not. He's like me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say a word, but I'd let him go. But he won't get away with that in Cleveland. I do like their quarterback, man. He's salty. So let's see. It is about team. It always will be. But if you put talent together that plays as a team, then yes, they should be the favorite. But we don't know that. See, we got to let it play out.
I hear you. Hey, Terry, what do you think, you know, really for the first time since the Pats dynasty started, you know, one of the reasons, not to take away from the Pats, they're amazing, but their road's always been historically easier because the Jets, the Bills, and the Dolphins always suck. But now there's three quarterbacks there that aren't ready yet, I get that, but between Darnold, Rosen, and Allen, do you believe in all of them? Do you believe in two of them? How do you size up that trio?
Well, I love the kid with the Jets.
Yeah, keep going, sing it.
What's his name? Darnold. Darnold, is that it?
Yep. Sing it.
And the kid and Rosen. Rosen's a great kid. You spend some time with him. He's a super kid. I'm really pulling for him. He was with a bad football team. He'll be with a better team down there. I like him. I almost would say this. It's Darnold coming out of college one. Allen is number two in Buffalo. And then Rosen's number three. That would be my pick. And that's how I see these kids as far as I would rate them right now.
Yeah.
Just right now. Allen, I love a lot about him, a lot. But I think Darnold just seems to have a little bit more, you know, a little more poise, a little more feel for the NFL game. Rosen's got the arm, but the kid up in Buffalo, he's like the kid in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Or the kid in Kansas City, man. But we see this all the time. You get these athletic kids coming out and they run, and saw it with Cam Newton, and run all over Michael Vick, they run everywhere, and we all go, look at this. And then you sit back and say to yourself, don't get hurt.
Yep.
Don't get hurt.
Yep.
Sure enough, you get hurt.
And he ran a lot,
and Allen
Josh
got
Allen.
Hurt.
Yeah. Josh yeah. Allen ran, yeah. what, 630, 40, 50 yards or something last year, and their offensive yeah. line wasn't good. He's got to be more smart with the football. That is not taking hits on himself. Terry, we appreciate you hopping on for a few minutes with
always.
Us. The Terry Bradshaw Show. I have to.
You will think you just left Bob Roddy. I'm telling you. I'm going to knock this sucker out of the park.
BT, you heard that. That's our official invite.
Coming.
The Luxor Hotel
and
Casino. August 1st. I will
bring Mike. Bring him.
My brother knows
him
well. Hey, Terry, we appreciate you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
He can just keep going all day.
Oh,
I love
he's
him.
Awesome,
he's the
man.
Best.
That's why he's amazing.
Terry.
That's why he's great. That's why he's doing a show in Vegas.
You know what? When he set this up, you know what it reminds me of? And you'll appreciate this because we've had him on the show and you like him as much as I do. Faraday, what Faraday's done.
That's right. That's
you know?
Right. Yeah.
Obviously, now Faraday's not singing, but it's basically just putting a personality up on stage and flipping on the lights and saying, "Go entertain us.
Look,
do something that you do."
I got to tell you, it's not easy what he's doing.
I'm assuming
this is not like a 30-minute show. It's like an hour and a half, I'm sure, or more show. The Terry Bradshaw Show. You said it because he was talking over it. The Terry Bradshaw Show is out in limited engagement at the Luxor Hotel and Casino, August 1st through 4th.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.